So young people in the moratorium stage of adolescence are actively searching, looking, exploring, and seeking for answers, trying to find their own identity. And the tension of this hunt leaves these adolescents with some anxiety. However, they do maintain a stable sense of self-esteem, very similar to that of the identity achieved young people. And they function at high levels of moral reasoning and cognitive complexity. They appear to be highly self-directed, but are open to exploring alternatives. On the whole, moratorium adolescents, they just lack well-defined goals and values. They're highly explorative, and given their self-consciousness, they are able to describe their feelings very, very clearly and deeply. Now, these young people tend to have, again, very active exploration, but low commitment to anything. They're just trying all kinds of things out. And they may come across as anxious, confused, or rebellious. They're highly active and social, and their daily activities tend to be less restricted than youth and other statuses. They're very emotionally responsive and capable of expressing feelings of affection towards others, and therefore are very capable of forming intimate relationships.